Now to one struggling piece of that Eurozone puzzle, Italy. Today, the government there appeared to be in disarray. It's rushing to pass an austerity package under pressure from the EU. Political wrangling within the ruling coalition has led to four rewrites of the plan. Four. And today, unions made their disapproval clear, as NPR's Silvia Pagioli reports from Rome.
Workers from Italy's largest union, CGIL, brought much of air, land, and sea transport to a halt throughout the country. They stalled manufacturing and emptied government offices. In Rome, tens of thousands gathered near the Colosseum to hear CGIL Secretary General Susanna Camusso.
Italy is losing its credibility abroad. We are on the edge of the abyss, and yet they will try to plunge us into a tunnel.
She said the government's $68 billion austerity package is unfair because it fails to create jobs and puts too much of the burden on lower and middle-class wage earners. A view echoed by Laura Foresta, an employee of the Italian Culture Ministry.
This government always takes money away from the same people, public administration employees who do not vote for the government, so it targets them, not its own voters who are more powerful.
Federica Riva, music librarian at the Florence Conservatory, is furious at government backtracking over the package known as the Manovra.
There should be clarity, and if you say something, you have to do what you say. I think there is a lot of confusion at this point.
In mid-August, under European Central Bank pressure, Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi promised a tough austerity package to eliminate Italy's huge budget deficit by 2030. In exchange, the ECB agreed to buy Italian bonds to stave off a debt crisis. But the original measures unraveled and were rewritten to appease vested interests, especially within the ruling coalition. A tax on high earners, the abolition of small town councils, and later retirement ages for some professionals were all dropped. But markets were alarmed by government bickering and borrowing costs soared. ECB President Jean-Claude Trichet said the austerity package must be fully confirmed and implemented. The government got the message and was hard at work today drafting the fourth version of the austerity package. But not in time for the government's point man in the Senate, Antonio Azzolini, to address his colleagues.
The government decided today to further strengthen the package. I will be able to brief you as soon as the government makes them public.
By evening, the government announced the additional measures. A hike in the value-added tax, women's retirement age will rise to 65, and Italians earning more than $425,000 a year will have to pay a 3% tax. But there's still no crackdown on Italy's rampant tax evasion, estimated at $170 billion a year. Giuseppe Fontana, professor of monetary economics at Leeds University, points out there are no measures to stimulate growth and create jobs, especially for the young.
If you really ask individuals to make sacrifices, people are ready to make sacrifices. With the low growth rate in the last 20 years has been 1-2%, and in future you can't see how that is going to improve. You must ask and make changes, but in return you must have a future. At the moment, those people don't see any future.
The package will be brought before the Senate tomorrow, but the government has imposed a vote of confidence, which means there won't be any debate. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
This is NPR News.